Everything about Florence and the Machine is extreme. The vocals, the costumes, the absolutely exploding energy of the music. But lead singer Florence Welch felt pulled in a different direction with her new album called How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, and songs like this.
And I'm in the throes of the somewhere in the belly.
Florence Welch is on tour now. She spoke to us from Chicago and explained why this song we're hearing now, Various Storms and Saints, it almost didn't make it onto the album.
It's really exposing. Hearing my own voice so close up and raw and, you know, talking about such personal stuff, I just was like, oh my God, I can't do this.
But when you say that it's exposing, I mean, how do you think of your voice?
I don't know. I think I've got quite a strange voice. It's more like emotional, perhaps, than technical.
But still you stumble, feet give away. Outside the world's violent place.
I think I quite like to hide it behind lots of backing vocals and things like that. And actually on this record, Marcus, you know, Drabs, who was the producer, he was quite adamant that I wasn't going to do that. And, you know, I agreed with him because it's... it's good to be vulnerable, but it was a big change for me. Like, I found it difficult.
This is a more personal album than you've ever made. I want to ask about a particular song, What Kind of Man, and then we'll talk on the other side.
To let me dangle at cruel angle, while my feet don't touch the floor. Sometimes you're half in, and then you're half out, but you never close the door.
I'm going to guess this is about a relationship that went south. Is that a fair reading? Is this the first time you've done a breakup song like this?
I think it's the first time that I've dealt with it so directly. I've sort of written about relationships before, but in these kind of grand metaphors, and would kind of hide the essence of the relationship within these big stories. But I think there was something about the intensity of this experience that created a more direct style of songwriting.
The title track of this album is How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, which I understand refers to L.A. and the skyline in particular.
Between a crucifix and the Hollywood sign, we decided to get hurt.
In the video for this song, it's you, and you are quite literally coming face to face with yourself. Can you walk us through that idea and that tension, what's happening there?
You know, to make this record, it was like almost a period of unraveling that happened before. Without the distraction of touring and without the kind of validation of shows all the time, I really was, in the first time for a long time, faced with myself and everything that perhaps I hadn't grown out of. You know, one half of me wanted to kind of have this calm, quiet, nice time. And then I would just keep tripping myself up into this chaotic side that, you know, I'm quite self-destructive. It's fun, like I had a lot of fun, but you know, there was a real conflict with that in the year that I was writing, and I think in the writing of the record it was almost as if I came back to myself in a different way.
We've opened the door now, it's
the Machine part of Florence and the Machine is a woman named Isabella Summers.
Yes, yeah.
Can you tell me about your partnership, your friendship over these many years?
Yeah, I mean, it was a catalyst for everything, really, if you think about it. I met her, I think I was like 16, 17. She was DJing in a room that was made out to be like a jungle. It was like the people covered in bubble wrap, and I can't remember. I was like,
this is a good party.
Really good parties. Well, there was a big kind of live music scene and art scene where I was growing up, all these punk bands and kind of performance artists. And the first song that I wrote with her, she just gave me this old piano and was like, do whatever you want. And I think the first song I wrote was Between Two Lungs. And then literally the next song that we wrote together was Dog Days. We didn't have any equipment. That was just banging on the walls. We stole a drum from the next door studio. We used pens. And because I didn't really know how to play things that well, I'd use my voice as an instrument most of the time, so that's where this big choral thing came from. And once I had Dog Days, I think I had a sound.
I want to ask you about your style. Your art has a sound to it, but it also has a look. You're well known for these big, dramatic outfits and for really having an intention to how you dress. What does fashion do for you?
When I had a real crack and I was making the record, I couldn't get dressed. I wore an anorak and leggings, and I cycled to the studio every day in the rain in my anorak with my packed lunch. Getting dressed is a kind of creative output for me. But when I was putting like all my last resources, and I was a bit broken, I think, and it was almost like I wanted to just disappear from myself. The record really like rebuilt me and like took me to such a better place, and it almost kind of, it made me so much more comfortable to just be myself. With Ceremonials, the music was so grand and it had reached such a peak, it was almost felt like there was quite a lot of pressure to be as grand. So the outfits got really big and there was dresses and it was couture, and there's something about this record to me that comes from a realer place and like a more natural place. It's like the walls have been broken down a bit and I don't really want to rebuild them.
Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine. Their new album is called How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. Thanks so much for talking with us, Florence.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.